Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 28th of March. Preppy tip of the day. Instead of throwing away those blue jeans, shirts, socks, and so forth that are starting to show some wear but aren't completely worn out, clean them up, put them in storage where they'll be safe and secure from mice and mold, mildew, and save them for uninvited guests, what you might call refugees. It could be a big help for people, that uninvited guests that show up during a crisis, refugees that show up that only have the clothes on their back. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest decades ago to understand, become knowledgeable, and very well versed in the true threat of international communism and what that threat poses to all the Western civilization. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, well, our conversation is continuing to go in directions that I don't believe either one of us expects. And the international scene continues to go in directions that I didn't expect either, such as this upcoming the summit with President Trump and the Kim Jong-un. That really caught me off guard, didn't it, you?
Yeah. I didn't expect it, but, Trump is always unexpected, so.
Yeah, he continues to, surprise everybody.
Yeah, we can't, our usual rules of judging things don't apply anymore, and we have to keep remembering that. It's like during the election, according to people who study American elections, nobody could get elected doing what Trump did, and he got elected. So according to the rules of negotiating,
it made minor news at the time, but I was talking to a friend of mine who's been politically active for about 30 years. President Trump did not have any brick-and-mortar campaign offices around the country like these other candidates. And the only one that I'm aware of was in St. Louis, and I'm friends with one of the gentlemen who helped set that up. Highly unusual for a presidential candidate not to have brick-and-mortar campaign offices, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is, and it's highly unusual to go against the media, to go against, you know, in a very negative way, other political candidates in your own party. And it's very unusual to have never been elected to public office and to then win the highest office in the land. It's unprecedented. I don't think anybody's ever done any of the rules that he's broken, that you're not supposed to be able to get elected. If you do, he did it. So
that's right.
We have to remember that, you know, whatever he does, it's like, well, he's not like anybody else. And yeah, he might do well or he might not, but we can't judge it by our usual understandings.
Absolutely true. Well, there's plenty of things on the international scene, but something that keeps coming to my attention, Jeff, and I want some feedback on you. It's a term, cultural Marxism. Now, I understand that term to mean the sub rosa, undercover manipulation of Western culture, Western society, by people with ill intent. I think the main way they've done that is with TV and movies for decades. I was just thinking this morning about the film All in the Family, and how they were introducing back in the 70s bizarre behaviors to the American public, to normalize bizarre behaviors, to make them appear to be normal, to make them appear to be desirable and mainstream. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, well, of course, cultural Marxism is that Marxists have promoted, like you say, aberrant behavior as normal, as a kind of attack on bourgeois society. The attempt to glorify homosexuality and to say that anybody who feels opposed to homosexual acts, which is, you know, when I grew up, that was something everybody, you know, people expressed and felt. Now it's completely forbidden, but it's an attack on Christianity, gay marriage, for example, because Christianity condemns homosexuality in certain ways in the Bible, that now you can't preach the Bible without preaching supposedly hate, right?
So
this is a way that you seem to be defending somebody, but you're attacking somebody else. You're attacking a whole religion. And it's very important for communists to attack Christianity, because it's one of the major barriers that prevent them from taking over society, because when a society is Christian, it fears communism and opposes communism. So
that's right. That's right.
The way to break it down, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question or comment for Jeff Nyquist, give us a call, 800-313-9443. Well, Jeff, what's on your radar? What's really got your attention this week?
Oh, Dinah West has done more interesting things on dinahwest.net, and she's written two pieces about Professor Mark Kramer at Harvard's Cold War Studies program. Kramer wrote a piece in about the five myths of Cold War espionage. And I should get you to respond to this one. Here, I had it brought up. Let me read this to you. This is myth number five, according to Professor Kramer. A surprisingly common misconception about spies is that they set out to change policy in the countries where they operate. And then Kramer goes on, a book published in 2013, he's referring to Diana West's book, American Betrayal, for example, alleged that Stalin spies in the 1940s had effectively occupied the United States and guided the policies of the Roosevelt administration. Now, there are a number of people that have attacked Diana West's book, claiming that Russian spies, Soviet spies, never tried to change U.S. policy. Well, how do you react to that, John?
Well, the example I know, and I don't have my notes in front of me here. Here's the example I'm aware of. During the Truman administration, we were involved in the war in the Korean Peninsula, and General MacArthur wanted to use nuclear weapons to stop the Chinese from crossing into Korea, and Truman was prepared to do that when his advisor on that matter said, no, we can't do that because the communist Chinese also have nuclear weapons. It turned out after that advisor died and his home was gone through by the authorities, they determined he was, in fact, first of all, a communist spy. Second of all, they also determined the communist Chinese did not have nuclear weapons. So that would be a clear and present example of a spy changing policy at a very, very high level. If General MacArthur had used nuclear weapons to stop the Chinese from coming in, there'd be no Kim Jong-un, there'd be no North Korea. There would be one Korea, which would be the satellite photographs at night would show the entire peninsula lit up with lights instead of only South Korea lit up with lights, as one small example. So that's my response, Jeff.
Well, that's a very good example, and a very shocking example, how the fate of of millions of people was decided because of policy influencing by a Soviet agent. And, of course, Diana West has written two pieces on her site about, you know, just basically debunking this supposed myth, showing that Professor Kramer, there's something terribly wrong with Professor Kramer, because Professor Kramer, he's a professor, right? He should know what the truth is. Why is he lying? His myths are lies, his supposed myths. And of course, his attack on Diana West's book is a lie. And, of course, he's in a position, he's knowledgeable enough to know facts even in greater detail than the one you just related. So that really is interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, this threat has been around for 101 years since the communists took over Russia in 1917. Their goals, objectives, desires have never changed. That being the complete domination of the entire planet, militarily, economically, culturally, legally. In fact, the United Nations began as a communist plot, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Yeah, the communists want to bring all countries together under them.
Right. And when they say they want peace, yes, they do. When all opposition has been terminated, then their definition of peace will be in effect, won't it?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I want the listeners to understand that when somebody lies to you about communism, when they lie to you about Soviet espionage, when they lie to you about historical facts that they are in a position to know well, and when they have traveled to the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, you're listening to disinformation, and it's probably conscious disinformation, and it that person themselves are probably attempting to influence people and policy by the very lie they're telling. They're telling lies about lies, essentially. I mean, that's how deep it gets with these people. It's we have to understand we have an insidious toxic group of people in our country called communists. They teach in our schools. They pretend even to be conservative. They get elected to office. They can even be president and want to be president. And their whole idea is to bring this country down. And they are very
That's
dangerous.
Right. They are very dangerous. They may dress normal, look more or less normal, act more or less normal, have excellent education from respected universities, a great vocabulary, great verbal skills, but their goal is to destroy this country. No ifs, ands, or buts, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, that's it. It's about, communists are about destruction. And no matter how sweet the sounds they make, the actual regime that they bring about signifies the destruction of wealth, the destruction of truth, the destruction of human life. It's the end of freedom, because communism cannot tolerate freedom.
No,
and,
they can't.
And the thing is whether they pose as a nationalist or a Democrat in the United States, or a member of a center-left party, or even as they pose as a conservative pundit, which I believe some conservative pundits are somehow blackmailed or working for the other side, because some of these people, they know exactly what the truth is, and they say the opposite, and you got to say, why? Why are they lying? Why are they saying the opposite of the truth? And that after a while, after they do it a few times, you say, well, it could be a mistake. But after you see a systematic pattern of deception, which fits with the pattern of the deception of the other communist organizations and countries around the world, you realize it's a coordinated strategy of lying and deception. Coordinated is the key. Because when you see people doing the same, telling the exact same lie with the same nuances, you know you're seeing people who are following orders. Because
right.
You can only get
coordination. Well, that tells me there's a...
Yeah.
Right. That tells me that there's a chain of command and communication. That's exactly what that tells me. How about you, Jeff?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. And they're disciplined. They're under discipline. That's the thing we don't understand. Communists aren't just people like libertarians or Republicans who think on their own and act on their own. As individuals, no, they're part of an underground organization or an above-ground front organization, and they are playing a role that's given to them. They are oftentimes trained to play that role. They're trained to give out certain lies, and they're constantly briefed on the adjustment of those lies so that society will be deceived. And they, like you say, they have great vocabularies. They sound authoritative. They can be extremely skilled people. They can even be, as I said before, the president of the United States.
Well, we just finished a president of the United States who just left office 14 months ago, who fit that description to a T, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Trevor Loudon wrote a book about it, about how President Obama was mentored by a Communist Party member named Frank Marshall Davis, and how Davis had this massive impact on Obama's life. And Obama would not even, you know, name Marshall fully, you know, but he mentioned him simply as Frank. But, they are covert in this way. But it's
absolutely.
You know, there's a
absolutely,
lot
they're covert.
Obama. Yeah, they're very covert.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they are. And the more we can get the word out, Jeff, the more people can become aware of these things, the more they can counter these things. And here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Wednesday, the 28th of March, visiting with J.R. Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, have you written a, Jeff, have you written a new article since last week?
Well, my article was about Duterte. I think it's the same one I had up last week. I think I mentioned it if you got a chance to read it. It's about an RT, Russian television interview with the president of the Philippines, and it's about his justifying his departure from the U.S. alliance and his entering into a relationship with China and why he's doing it. And it's very interesting. Because I think we've got a lot of countries being pressured to switch sides, to leave the U.S. alliance and to join with Russia and or China.
Right, right. Well, I know the Philippines
we're going to see more of that.
The Philippines are the top of the list right now for that, among others. And it's dangerous stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Chinese, the problem, the thing that we did years ago, decades ago, to stop communism was we created these large alliances of blocks of countries that were working together under the protection of the United States to stop communism. And that meant stopping Russian and Chinese military aggression and North Korean military aggression as well. And, of course, to destroy or break down these regional alliances is extremely important to Moscow and Beijing. And part of this is how you recognize that Moscow is still communist, is that Moscow is still working to break down those alliances, and you can see the communists also are undermining them by their policies. Even when they pretend to support these alliances, it's like the false friend who is really, even though he pretends to support you openly, he's undermining you.
That's right. That's right. Well, communists are so insidious in what they do. Pretend to be your friend when they're not your friend. Pretend to be helpful when they're actually helping themselves. Taking one step, two steps forward and one step back. They think long range. They think decades in advance, don't they?
Yes, they know that they're trying for a major change in society, a flipping of civilization, and these are so grandiose, these goals are so grandiose, that they, of course, must acknowledge the use of whole decades and centuries to bring it about. So they're not in a hurry. And, of course, what's great is that they don't have to fulfill any promises that they make right away, because they can always say, well, look, capitalism is still in existence. It's stopping us from giving you paradise. So help us take it over. And that's part of the game.
It is.
Part of their game.
It is, absolutely. Well, I have to admit, you know, I've lived long enough, I'm 70 years old, Jeff, to see the cultural changes that I find shocking and disturbing, especially in our military. To think that we would have homosexuals openly serving in the military, that we would have men dressing up as women openly serving in the military. It looks like the president is going to be stopping that, finally. But if Hillary had been elected, this would have continued on unabated, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it was her and her husband who wanted to do this back in the early 90s to promote homosexuality in the military. And, of course, it's just a method to demoralize the military. That's all.
Well,
you know,
it is. And I learned over the weekend.
Yeah.
I learned over the weekend, Jeff, when I was in Texas, I interviewed a witness who told me the following, which I have not verified, that Hussein Obama appointed transsexual men to be in charge of these various FEMA regions around the United States. And they couldn't find qualified ones, so they actually had homosexuals volunteer to get surgery to be qualified to meet that standard. And I was thinking the rest of the day after I interviewed this witness, why would this be? And the conclusion I came to, and I want your feedback, Jeff, is that the goal would be to force out alpha male warriors out of the chain of command in FEMA, because alpha male warriors would simply refuse to serve in the chain of command under the guidance of a transsexual man. Your response, sir?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good judgment on it. It's the problem is that the normal warrior mentality is very masculine, and the idea of somebody who's not normal being in charge of them, they are not very trusting of that. They want to know that the person is, you know, psychologically.
Exactly. Psychologically fit and mentally stable.
Fit, yes.
We have a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations. If you would like me to do a presentation to your group, your church, your community, your family, the details are there at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you want a private consultation, the details are there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday for $8, including side dishes and beverage and dessert. And I ship them to you, priority mail. The energy cleaner is only $285 shipping included. If you have issues with back pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Be sure and get a mattress pad to go with it. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, for me to you personally. I have a toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9222. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jeff, let's continue.
Yes, yes. Well, we were, of course, talking about a number of things. Perhaps we should let people know, a lot of people, younger people especially, don't really know what the Battle of the Cold War was, how many people died, how many Americans died, where the battlefields were, battlefields in Southeast Asia, in Korea, battlefields in Africa, places like Angola, Ethiopia, then Central America, Nicaragua. This was a real war. And all of the structures, the structures in China and Russia that fought that war, they never went away. The KGB never went away. The Soviet Army never went away. They still have the same military districts for Russia, the same organization, and they have reintroduced commissars into the Russian army. The political commissars, which was a feature of the Soviet army, it's been brought back. The main political department has returned, just like many of the Soviet symbols. So why do you have some Soviet symbols? Why are you using Soviet music? Why are you putting commissars back into the mix? It's because the Communist Party Soviet Union is going to pop out of that cake one day and say, surprise, we were fooling you all along.
Right.
And that's what they do.
That is exactly what they do. And it's precisely what they do. A friend of mine, she was in Berlin when the wall was being erected. Her husband working at the embassy, and I won't say anything more about that, but she did get to cross into East Berlin on a couple of social events with her husband, and she still has vivid memories of young people being machine gunned to death as they tried to escape East Berlin into West Berlin when the wall was being erected, just like it was yesterday. These images are still vivid in her mind after more than half a century, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And just because they change, these horrible tactics of killing, that's a glimpse of what they're really like, what communism is really like. So that when a Professor Kramer or somebody else promoting a lie about communism seems like he's civilized and he's an American, he's normal, he's like you and me, this is what they're really working towards. Is this moment of somebody getting machine gunned to death, some horrible thing happening, people losing their freedom, people losing their possessions, people starving to death, as happened in Cambodia in the late 1970s. Communism is one of the worst things ever in human history. Killed 100 million people at least in the 20th century. You can't think of something that's killed that many people, hardly. I mean, maybe bubonic plague.
No,
killed that many people.
I don't
people.
Believe anything else. No, nothing's ever come close to it. No, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, these issues are clear and present. The whole thrust of communist conspiracy is to give the West the impression that the Cold War is over. We're all friends across the water, friends across the ocean. Let's get together and sing Kumbaya and live happily ever after. That's their goal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's their goal. And now, of course, they don't admit to being communists because they've got communism as a word that has the blood of those 100 million on it. And now they have to hide that name, that blood-soaked name. And people are so simple. I mean, all you have to do is lie, and then they believe you. I mean, that's really just what it amounts to, as incredible as it sounds. And our counterintelligence, our leadership of the political leadership of the country, they will not say this. They will not explain it to the American people because either they don't know it or they're under some kind of blackmail or they're completely duped, all the above. and this is perhaps for me personally the most disappointing thing, is that the leaders and the leaders of the conservative movement, some of them, you know, they'll, oh no, Ronald Reagan won the Cold War, and they need and they want to claim this victory. But you didn't have the victory that you think you had. The communists retreated as a matter. It was a strategic retreat. They accepted certain defeats in order to play this game that they've played the last 25 years. And that game, now we see Russia coming out with new generation weapons. China is fully armed. The United States has been weakened by 8 years of Obama. And we're in a very dangerous position right now.
We are. And the window, the Politburo in Russia, the Politburo in China, they know that Donald Trump is closing the window of opportunity. They know that. And with each passing month, each passing year of the Trump administration, if there's two administrations with Donald Trump, especially followed by a similar president, they know that their dream that goes back a century is pretty much finished, don't they?
Well, they know that they're going to have another setback. That's why they're fighting so hard to discredit President Trump. That's why the left-wing media in this country, which has really been in the pocket to some extent, to a great extent, of the communists, why it's consistently attacking him over and over again. They have to promote political correctness. They have to have us have an open border so they can flood us with people from different third world countries that include among them terrorists and communist subversives. They then turn these masses into Democratic voters. They've infiltrated the Democratic Party so that if they can get a one-party Democratic system like we have in California, they can destroy the country. I mean, look at California. California was a Republican state. It voted in presidential elections for Republicans. Now you can't get a Republican elected to statewide office, and you have
you can't.
The largest illegal alien population here.
We're seeing some pushback in Orange County. Municipalities in Orange County are engaging, and the county itself is engaging in pushback against these things. And I see that, you know. There's some hope there. I'm not sure California is completely lost, but we've got the attempt to split off the state up there and with the state of Jefferson, for example. And we got these various communities in Orange County doing some pushback. It may be too little too late, but it is. I'm glad to see them doing that. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Say, I want to pose a question. It's something that, John, I've broached this question once or twice recently, but since you're here, Jeff, you've got, you know, Monday the release of the petro yuan, which I understand is going to be followed by the petro ruble. You've got China and Russia both coming out recently and saying that they've got unstoppable hypersonic weapons. And in the next breath, we're going to be trading oil for gold-backed currencies that aren't the dollar and don't bother to try to stop us. I don't think it's any secret that Hillary Clinton and that deep state administration has been trying to push Russia for a while. Now you've got the expulsion all over the world of these diplomats. Since I've been prepping, nothing has concerned me more than what I'm looking at now. And the reason isn't just the saber rattling, which I'm getting used to, but it is what is probably the beginning of the acceleration of the destruction of the dollar, which I don't think the Federal Reserve or the U.S. government is going to tolerate. And there has never been a time when we haven't been in a currency war, where we haven't gotten into a hot war. But that was before these countries were armed up the way they are. And I would love to know what you think about this ball of wax.
Well, attacking the dollar is a major part of the strategy of Russia and China,
right?
Because the dollar is of course, it's been used as the trading currency of the world, and the dollar is a fiat money system. It is it is not gold-backed. It has this weakness. And one of the things that the United States maintains its economic position by exporting inflation. And how it exports inflation is people need dollars to trade in other countries. We print them, or we digitally create them now so that they have them available for trading.
Right.
And, of course, all these foreign countries, they know that we do this, and they don't think it's evil, okay, just like some people think it's evil. They don't think it's evil because they see it as this is how they're paying us to protect them. It's sort of a tax. The whole free world pays is to accept our dollar inflation, our exported dollar inflation. What the Russians want to do by having some kind of Chinese or Russians having a war where they can sink a U.S. carrier is if they can do that, they can say, America can't protect you anymore. Why are you supporting the dollar? Because around the world, if you ask statesmen, even ones that are negative towards the United States, they go, oh, no, we support the dollar because it's too expensive for us to defend ourselves. We need the American aircraft carriers. So if they can prove that we can't defend anymore these other countries, you will see the dollar erode. But it's not just, they have tried these kind of experiments by using gold or using their own currencies, and they've always failed before. You not notice it because they haven't given it very much publicity. But really, they need, in order to succeed at this currency attack, they need some kind of regional war where they defeat us in order to make this even credible. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I see what you're saying. I'm just wondering what dimension this is going to take on and what effect it's going to have on, all people like me or John. I'm just wondering how it's going to manifest itself. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, they're trying to provoke us into a regional war in Korea. That's what this Kim Jong-un threatening Guam was about. That's what the Iranian provocations are about. That's what, they're basically, China is preparing to invade Taiwan and claiming the South China Sea. These are provocations that will put an American aircraft carrier battle group in harm's way so that they can use some of their new weapons on it and prove to the world, hey, America can't protect you. Why not abandon the dollar? And that's really, I think, if you really look at it, because whenever they have tried, Russia and China have both tried little experiments in trading to push the dollar out, and they've taken losses every time they've tried it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 12 months, I think. See how they do with the with their gold-backed currency, see what happens.
Yeah, the thing is that is even under normal circumstances going to be more of a failure, because if people can have gold versus having a fiat currency, they would rather trade in the fiat currency and save the gold, right?
And yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fascinating thought.
Yeah. And that's why people should save in gold,
Well, I agree with you. Well, thank you. I appreciate the input. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. The gold-backed currency has been in the planning for a long time, more than 10 years. And if it, in fact, is a true gold-backed currency, that's going to give China a tremendous economic edge, isn't it?
Well, it could. If the U.S. is discredited as a world power, it could be something. Of course, anytime you put gold behind a currency and you put that currency out there, you're taking a tremendous risk of losing a lot of gold. You know, and the reason that most nations abandon the gold back currency system is they didn't want to lose their gold, because if they got into debt or into trouble, their gold would belong to somebody else. And it was much easier to use fiat currencies. Yeah, I mean, the gold is
easier and more lucrative.
More lucrative, yeah. You got to remember, Russia and China have been accumulating gold, and a lot of Western countries have thought, well, gold isn't worth anything anymore, and so they've sold a lot of it. And we don't know exactly what the numbers are. There's some people that think that Russia and China have accumulated tremendous amounts of gold. And, of course, if the dollar is shaken and there's a major economic crisis and a military crisis, you know, gold could become very important in terms of restabilizing and recreating the global economic system. And they, of course, if that happens, they want to be the ones to create it, of course.
Obviously. Here's our last break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday the 28th. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, we got our last caller on hold here. We got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I've listened to Dave Hodges talking to John Preston of Agenda 21 Radio out of California. And they were talking about a declaration of independence for a new state called New California. And the website is newcaliforniastate.com. And they have, from my understanding, 36 counties of the 58 in process and possible another 12 that they're working on. And that they're doing it legally to create a new state. And the website is newcaliforniastate.com.
Yes, I've gotten very interested in this new California. You know, they're going to, right now, they're trying to have a ballot initiative in California to separate from the union. It's a California, it's a new kind of California exit. You know, the other guy was associated with Russia who started it. So that was too much baggage. They got rid of him. And they started the exit.
My understanding was that a different faction that was a Catholic set too. Jerry Brown and all of his cronies were the Chinese and stuff.
Yes, yes. It's, you know, it's very dangerous because with the Russian nuclear weapons and with Chinese troops, California, don't kid yourself, California could secede. We could have Chinese troops here. We could have Russian missiles defending California. And the United States would be placed in a difficult position. Separating the counties, as I understand, Mr. Preston has the majority of the counties surrounding the narrow coastal belt. He's got the majority of them interested, right? Is that right? In this new California, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah, it's the same principle as West Virginia breaking away from Virginia, that if California secedes, then he can draw these counties out of the seceded California by seceding from California and joining the United States. I think that's his idea, right?
I didn't get that impression. I got the impression more that they were trying to jump the gun and make this happen first. Before the CalExit was, and to circumvent CalExit altogether.
Yeah, the thing is that is not possible. I think that Mr. Preston must know that, because in order for the part of California to break away from California, the California legislature has to approve it, and the U.S. Congress has to approve it, and the California legislature will never approve the splitting of the state. I put it this way, the Marxists in Sacramento would never allow their opportunity for plunder to be divided, you know, and to lose part of it. So, no, the only way Preston's plan is going to work is if California leaves the union, because the California legislature will never let the state be divided.
Diane, thank you for your call. Jeff, we're out of time.
Thank, you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Okay, that was a good show. Well, in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.